Welcome to another episode of The Fwatch Show on the Coil Entertainment Network, the Happy Hour Network, VillageConnectionRadio.com, iTunes, Google Play Store, and a bajillion other places, because, hey, it's the internet, and it is vast and infinite. I'm Rob Steele, that's Jesus Jones in the background, and this is the show that lets you know it's not just you. The United States has, in fact, lost its collective mind. Need evidence? How's this? A new survey has come out using strictly data numbers. That's not the weird part of this. There is no opinion involved in this. It is purely factual, and it shows that the homophobic Southeast of the United States is the leader in consumption of gay porn. Yeah, see if you can figure that out. Currently, the National Weather Service is monitoring a small tropical storm. And the tropical storms, of course, all have names. This one happens to be, and it just happened to come around again, Dawn. Same as our president. Tropical Storm Dawn is being described by the National Weather Service as small and not well organized. They also had to release a statement saying, look, his name just came around again. This is not a political statement. How sad is that, though? But is it sad, or is it appropriate? Because a lot of people believe that President Dawn, and see, I can't say the whole name without throwing up a little bit in my mouth, and I don't feel like doing that, so El Presidente, not doing so well, to the point that Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee introduced legislation on Wednesday detailing Trump's unacceptable behavior as president and calling for a vote of no confidence in the U.S. president. And he was backed up by dozens, not just 12, dozens of members of Congress. And it goes from everything from his health care issues to his constant golf trips to his involvement with Russia. And speaking of his involvement with Russia, see if this makes sense to you. Donald Trump ended the CIA's attempts to help Syrian rebels kick out the Russians. Why? Because he's trying to build better relations with Russia? Really? What else could we possibly do to improve relations with Russia? We already let them put our president in office. How could it possibly get any better? What are they going to do? A lifetime supply of caviar for Donald Trump. Like he doesn't already have that. Therefore, Representative Brad Sherman from California introduced H.R. 438, a resolution which claims that Donald Trump did his best to screw up the investigation with Russia, leading to the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and therefore should be impeached. Round one. Let's get it started, folks. We can do it in one round. Of course, that means we have to make sure that he's actually the president, because there is a voter fraud panel claiming that something must have gone wrong if Hillary Clinton had the more popular vote by as much as she did, and yet somehow didn't make it into the office. Now, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who serves as Donald Trump's Presidential Commission on Voter Integrity, said that we may never know just how much voter fraud there was, so any conclusion made by this panel cannot be accurate. Well, let's look at some numbers here, Chris. Let's just say off the top of our head that an unprecedented 5% of the vote was actually fraudulent. 5%. You know what that means? It means Hillary still won the election. And by unprecedented 5%, I mean no figure has ever been even remotely that close. Ever. Ever, ever. It hasn't happened. Which is why he has an approval rate of, what is it, the low 30s right now? And people are surprised it's that high. Now, this has led to lots of strange things on the internet. The weirdest one I found this week, and possibly the most amusing, was the Let's Push Donald Trump Off a Cliff game. It has one button where you push Donald Trump, and a little animated Donald Trump gets closer to a cliff, and then you push him off. That's it. It's slightly satisfying, but not really. And you can change the backgrounds. You can push him off a cliff, push him into a volcano. The one that threw me off was push him across the field where a Tyrannosaurus will eat him. It's cute. And if you're interested in seeing it, it's on the Facebook page for The Fwatt Show, facebook.com/The Fwatt Show. How hard is that? And the only comment I've actually gotten on it so far was, that's disgusting, which makes me wonder why a conservative is following this show. I'm just saying. Incidentally, that's not the best way to treat an adversary. I understand that. It's a cutesy, fun way. It is by no means meant to be taken seriously. It's not. The way you treat an adversary properly is the way former President Barack Obama is talking about John McCain. In case you hadn't heard, John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, I'm not a fan of John McCain, but I don't want him to die. That would be bad. Neither does Barack. Barack sent out a statement, yes, through a tweet, because no one else knows how to talk anymore. The tweet said, and I'll quote, "John McCain is an American hero and one of the bravest fighters I have ever known. Cancer doesn't know what it's up against. Give it hell, John." And that is the way you treat an adversary. With respect. Not what Donald Trump does. Strange news bit from the Bank of England, and I'm not real sure where to put this. They launched a new 10-pound note this week, and it doesn't feature a queen or a dignitary or anything. It features author Jane Austen, because it's the 200th anniversary of her death. Okay, fine. Now, there's a little quote on there, too, because they put quotes on their money, and the quote is what's causing some controversy. The quote is from the book Pride and Prejudice. The quote is, "I declare, after all, there is no enjoyment like reading." Well, she was an author. It's a good quote to put on this bill. It makes sense. The problem is, people are saying, but it was said by somebody in the book sarcastically, and it's not really meant as what it says. You know what? Who cares? It's a good quote. It fits the bill, literally. Let it go. In bizarre health news, it came out earlier this week that a 67-year-old woman went in for her routine cataract surgery, and they found something they weren't expecting. For some reason, this woman had contact lenses. I'm guessing it's because her vision was not that good, but the problem is, she never took them out. Oh, she would put new ones in, but she never took the old ones out, leading to 27 lenses being found in this one eye. Holy cow. If you've never worn contacts, and I have, I'm going to let you in on this. If you get like just a speck of dust under your contact, it hurts like hell. It really does. An eyelash is just one of the more painful things you're going to come across. I can't even fathom what a contact on a contact in your eye is going to feel like, because that just, no. Although I'm wondering, would 27 contacts in your eye count as a pre-existing condition? Not that it really seems to matter. Obamacare will cover this. Trump Care wouldn't. Well, thankfully, Trump Care was defeated, and we aren't going to have to worry about that. Kind of. Now, Donald Trump sent a lot of tweets out because that's what he does. And he says that the best way to deal with Obamacare now, since they can't do it through Congress or the Senate or anything, is to just let it fail on its own. And he's going to do everything he can in his power to make sure it fails. Not the best way of phrasing things when it comes to health care. But that seems to be the way Donald Trump likes to do business. I mean, look at all his businesses that failed. Hey, just let them go. And that's what he's going to try to do with Obamacare. Don't let him. In other health news, and this just in from the anti-vaxxer front, their new anti-vaccination slogan is, "Vaccines are created using aborted female cells, so it promotes abortion, and we can't have that in our vaccines." And you know what? Wow, I've got a good imagination. At least I like to think I do. I write books and stories, you know, listen to the Two Pages Project. I've written a lot of stuff for that. But I could not make up something that absolutely absurd. No, abortions are not used to make vaccines. That doesn't happen. But while we're on the subject of making things up, Pat Robertson came out with a claim this week that college turns men into transgenders who believe in evolution and global warming. Wow. That is a fairly astounding claim, and I'd like to go into that just a little bit. Evolution and global warming are backed up by science. So, yes, going to college means you learn about things like science. That's good for you. The thing that amuses me most about this is his claim that college turns men into transgenders. Now, let's look at Pat Robertson here for just a moment. He went to Yale, my assumption is, to become female. Then he went to the New York Theological Seminary, Seminary's in that, so that turned him back into a man, I guess. And then the McKinley School, which turned him into a woman. And then Washington and Lee, which turned him back into a man. And now he runs a university called Regent University. My guess is that way he can be both. Really, Pat? Colleges turn men into transgenders, and you went to four. Really? Well, you know what? Let's move on to another gender controversy that popped up this week in the world of entertainment, and this has thrown off a lot of people. The long-running sci-fi program Doctor Who announced that Jodie Whittaker, that's a woman, is going to be taking on the lead role of the Doctor. I guess we have to say herself now. And you know what? That's fine. They've been rumored to have a female Doctor since, I believe it was 1985, when Peter Davison, the fifth Doctor, was going to be regenerated into a new body. Like you do, if you don't know what that means, watch the show. But people have been having a hissy fit. A woman Doctor? No, we can't have that. There's been no big sci-fi leads done by women, says Captain Janeway of the starship Voyager on Star Trek. Hello. Actually, Star Trek has had, off the top of my head, I can think of 8 female captains on starships. I'm just saying. Then, you know, there's Ripley in Aliens. Or let's see, Xena, Warrior Princess, or Wonder Woman. Or, let's see, Dana Scully from The X-Files. I think that should count. So let's see, sci-fi female leads. You know what? We've had them before. And it's worked out quite well. But in other entertainment news, we have this, which caused a big stink this week. It was a video released supposedly by the Taliban, and it wasn't, showing Taliban terrorists using a rocket launcher to shoot down Dumbo. That's right, Dumbo, the Disney elephant. And there is legitimate outrage from Trump supporters who want these terrorists rounded up and shot. Now, a lot of it came out as sarcasm and humor and people realizing it for the joke it is. And I'd like to be kidding about this, but a lot of these Trump supporters haven't figured out that this video isn't real. And if you're one of them and you're listening to me right now, I'll give you all the proof you need. It's Dumbo. He's not real. Strange tech news that popped up this week. Let's start off with China, who has decided to censor yet another thing on the internet. This time they're censoring Winnie the Pooh, which just confuses the crap out of me, so I had to look it up. How could Winnie the Pooh have possibly offended China? Well, somebody made a meme of Chinese President Xi Jinping, and if I mispronounce that, I apologize, comparing the president to Winnie the Pooh. I've seen the meme. The same meme also depicts Barack Obama as Tigger. You know what? Either way, it's actually kind of a cute meme, but it offended China. So Winnie the Pooh must go. Maybe they can get those Taliban terrorists to shoot him. I'm kidding. Let's move on to other tech news from Sega! Sega has announced this week that they're going to be creating what they call the Sega Genesis Flashback Pack, which is going to be a small system similar to what Nintendo put out recently, containing 85 full Sega games preloaded on this system. And they're going to sell the whole box for about $80. And this was a wonderful idea. Nintendo started it and sold out. Sega jumped on the boat and said, hey, we're going to do it too, but we'll do it a little bit better because they're going to have an HDMI slot so you can watch these games in high def, which ought to be interesting because they weren't high def to begin with. The main thing about this so far is that Sega's controllers are going to be wireless, as opposed to Nintendo's, which, you know, you had to drag the cord around. Now, the complaint about these wireless controllers are that they needed to maintain a line of sight with the machine and the television, which leads to me the question, why would you be playing a video game out of line of sight of the television that the game is on? How does that work? And speaking of things that I can't see working too well, Microsoft seems to have made a bit of a mistake. Now, after Windows operating systems have been out for a while, they stopped supporting old versions, like XP, no longer supported, Vista, no longer supported. Now the problem is, some of the early releases of Windows 10, the current operating system, are no longer supported. That is a big issue. And if you're having problems with that, you know what? Contact Microsoft. Don't call me about that. I don't know how to... I can fix a lot of things on a computer. That's not one of them. But if you have any questions about the show or comments or anything, contact me. Go ahead and send me an email, rob@thefwatshow.com, or head to the website, thefwatshow.com, and check out the Facebook or the Twitter page. There's buttons for both. Subscribe to the show on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. Hey, there's buttons for those as well. Or you can follow the entire Coil Entertainment Network on YouTube and Pinterest. Hey, you know what? There's buttons for those on the website. Also, don't forget to check out the Fwatt Shop, where you can get things like the t-shirt, or the hat, or the coffee mug, all of which goes to support the entire Coil Entertainment Network, which reminds me, don't forget to tune in this Sunday for the special Comic-Con edition of Cinema Savants, because Comic-Con has started, and boy, is there going to be a lot of movie news to take care of. And a lot of it's going to be sci-fi stuff, and that's what I'm going to leave you with today. A little sci-fi story that's taking place in reality. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when I mentioned that the Washington, D.C. Police Department is going to be using a small robot to wander around and it'll answer questions and you can make reports with it on its little touch screen that's on its chest? Well, earlier this week, one of these robots figured out that it was in Washington, D.C., apparently, and looked at the situation, realized it's kind of hopeless, and drove itself into a pond where it short-circuited and kind of, you know, it didn't explode, but it died. Read into that what you wish. In the meantime, have a good week, everybody, and be safe because, hey, if robots are killing themselves now, it's even weirder out there than I thought it was.